Shed. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Multiverse.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Summer series.
Yeah.
At Rob. Yeah.
We're live from Rov. Well, not live, but we're filming it live.
Yeah, we're filming it,
Rov. It's alive.
It's alive. Yes.
Yeah. Since
from again, Radio One live.
Yes. Red Diffusion.
Anyway, yes, and this is we play Would You Rather with our friends.
That's like that.
And Danny's our friend.
I'm not your friend.
Dan was one of our first producers.
He was.
First started the multiverse.
The now defunct or debunked. Season one,
It's still online.
Yeah.
It's still online. There is
go and watch it.
You saw
just don't tell Matthew or Mrs. Bonici.
You saw my asshole many times.
I think a lot of people see your asshole.
Yeah. It was remember this was when
James Ryder was
trying to become an MEP.
Exactly.
So in order,
he wanted that sweet, sweet, easy EU money.
Yeah. So in order to help him, we wrote "Vote James" on my bum. Remember?
You did.
And the we didn't need to write an O.
Yeah.
And that is still online, everybody. So go find it. One of my proudest political moments. We're not talking about James Ryder or my pubes. We're talking about. Would you rather? So every week we play Would You Rather with our special guests while here at Bruv, enjoying the wonderful stuff that Bruv gives us.
Watermelon, strawberry, mint.
This is awesome.
This is the best.
This is awesome.
Nice. That's the strawberry ice cream.
Nice, Steve.
Homemade.
We got pies here. This is absolutely awesome. So, Hunter Frog and eat and drink to your heart's content.
So, Steve, how would one play Would You Rather?
Very easy. You just stick your hand in the hat.
Mm-hmm.
You pull out one of these, and then you just ask a question. For example, let's give an example.
Exactly.
For example,
let's warm up.
For example, Jay.
Oh, me.
Would you rather Chelsea never win another competition? Now we're filming this when Chelsea have just won
not too long ago.
Yeah,
the Club World Cup.
Would you rather Chelsea never ever ever win another competition,
or
you never ever ever see nipples again?
I know how to beat this.
Go on. How would you beat it?
By
choosing
the second option.
Never see nipples?
Yes.
Never see nipples.
But I can still see tits because they'll be covered with tassels.
Okay.
Boom!
Well, okay.
Gotcha.
Very good. See, this is the kind of lateral thinking that
we're
doing.
Where's the dime when you need her? Where's the dime?
Sorry, Dan.
I can live without the nipples.
Yeah, man, you just stick your hand in there.
You did not say boobs.
I did not say boobs. It's true. It's okay, all right. Yeah. Awesome. Bravo. All right.
Okay. I'm sweating now.
Tired.
Dan,
take it away.
Would you rather a night with your ultimate fantasy or free pastizzi for life?
Whoa, Tiber. Just one night, though, eh?
Just one night.
I mean, in our case, what's one night? It's only 3 minutes, let's be honest.
It's one night, man. But that's just a day, you just start again. Who would you?
Yeah, I don't have a lifetime supply of Cialis, for fuck's sake. The shit's expensive.
My Monica Bellucci, is that what you really need that?
Oh, I'd save all the Cialis for her.
Yeah, of course. Now,
then I could last.
I mean,
three. But then you never have pastizzi again. You never have pastizzi again.
I never have pastizzi again. Fine. No, I mean.
What about asatat?
I would choose the free pastizzi.
Yeah.
Because as far as I know, it's pretty easy to get in bed. So. I didn't just see the reaction.
Hold on, I'm just gonna move over here. Well, I mean,
what bigger can we do for?
Yes.
We did it by Dan on the show,
hi. That's okay, brilliant. So
good.
I think the time is up. Hey, pull out another one from that.
Oh, we're doing another one.
Sorry, Thomas. Yeah. Con lo spastizzi. Mela, would you rather your partner left you for a sentient pastitz, life-sized?
In brackets.
Or you fell in love with a real one, normal size?
Yeah, wow.
Would you rather your partner left you for a sentient pastitz?
I'd rather they left me for a sentient pastitz.
Because
if she's that fucking TikToked, then I'm dodging a bullet.
But no, but maybe, who knows? I mean, it might be, you're into freaky stuff.
But at some point, if it's a real pastitz, it's going to go bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fucking a maggot-filled pastitz.
You can put it in a... I think I might have to cut this bit, I'll be honest.
I think you missed this one when you were going through the question. This one's a little surreal.
That is a little surreal.
Sentient, life-size sentient pastizzi. Just think about that.
Okay, anyway, what about you? What would you go for, Jay?
I don't even understand the question.
Okay, let's put one out. Put one more out.
Me?
Put one more out.
Okay, sorry. Put that one back. Okay. Would you rather fart every time you orgasm? I already do that sometimes. Or orgasm every time you fart?
Wow.
Oh, that's dangerous. No, I have to go with the first one.
What, fart every time? So every time you orgasm, you fart?
No. Every time I fart.
You orgasm?
Yeah. No. Every time. Yeah, sorry. I'll
fart every time you orgasm.
Yes.
So which one are you going for?
I'm going with the fart every time you orgasm.
What? Is there any reason?
Because I would be fucking orgasming 24/7.
Oh, right. It's not you.
No.
It's not you. It's like you're going to be leaking for one or another.
I only ever carry one extra pair of boxers with me, you know?
At the same time, if you orgasm every time you fart,
yeah,
you can hold in a fart.
Not on his age, you can't.
He's fucking right. Fuck you!
And on that note, thank you everybody for watching.
Sorry.
We will be back again next week for another.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Brav.
Thank you, Brav.
To Brav. This food is absolutely amazing. And we'll see you next week. See you later. Bye.
Bye.